This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, approximately 134,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there's been more than 2 million confirmed cases. In the United States, there are nearly 30,000 COVID-19-related deaths and approximately 642,000 infections. The head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday that he regretted U.S. President Trump's decision to pull funding for the organization and called for global unity to fight the new coronavirus pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said at a news conference that the United States of America has been a long-standing and generous friend of the WHO, and we hope it will continue to be so. We regret the decision of the President of the United States to order a halt in the funding of the WHO. The WHO was still assessing the impact and would try to fill any gaps with partners. But now was a time for the world to be united in its common struggle against the outbreak, which he described as a dangerous enemy. International Vaccine Institute Director General Jerome Kim said that the vaccine for the novel coronavirus disease is hopeful, though vaccines are hard to develop. Kim made the remarks in South Korea in an interview with the China Global Television Network, saying that it's a remarkable achievement to have human trials in 2 months. Kim has estimated that a COVID-19 vaccine will be available to 12 to 18 months. Before a vaccine is developed, however, scientists say that they have to make sure that people recovering from COVID-19 infection have antibodies that protect them against further infection. Scientists also have to know how the protective mechanisms work.